Chandu, the magician.
Haringi.
I have done it. I have done what you said.
Yes, but your hands and face, they are covered with blood. Chandler has discovered you.
Oui, but even if I was only a thief, I jumped through the window. I am a man of courage, monsieur.
You fool. I told you not to come here. Now go at once before they arrive.
Oui, I go. That Chandler is a devil. I would not meet him again for 1 million Egyptian pounds.
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of Chandu, the Magician. Some of our fondest memories are those of childhood days. Remember those meals that would end with your favorite dessert? It seemed that everything on the table tasted just that much better because you knew about the treat soon coming your way. Well, thinking back now, I wonder whether the actual eating was as enjoyable as the anticipation. You know, it's still a wonderful feeling to know you can count on something good in the future. You can dream of owning a home of your own, or traveling, or retiring in leisure. Well, today it's possible to assure yourself of being financially able to buy your dream. Invest in United States Savings Bonds. Sign up for the Payroll Savings Plan where you work, or the Bond a Month Plan where you bank. This Bond a Month Plan has been especially set up for people who aren't able to take advantage of payroll savings. For details, inquire at your bank. Automatic saving is sure saving. Buy U.S. bonds regularly where you work, or if you're not on a payroll, where you bank. Now, tonight's story of magic and mystery. Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? In a dark, twisting alley in Cairo, the native quarter, a shuttered house. Night. Chandu, the magician.
You are late, Ali. Where is the man you were to bring to me?
He will come, Effendi Rodriguez. And for money, he will do anything.
Bueno. Ali, almost I am convinced this Frank Chandler is only a rich American spending the winter in Cairo with his sister and her children.
But I have told you, the shopkeeper Ben Zaid was seen at the house of Chandler, and the shopkeeper knows more of you than is good.
The shopkeeper will tell me what he knows in good time. It is true Chandler was here during the war. He has made many Egyptian friends. If he is a secret agent, he is a very clever one.
Yes, yeah. He's the little spider. Open the door, small one.
You know I cannot reach so high.
Ali, what game are you playing? Open the door. Que malagüero. A dwarf.
His name is Arenye, the spider. He did not choose to grow larger. He is more useful, so. Not beautiful,
as
but...
It. The time would come when you would walk on your knees before Arenye to bring you to his side.
Be silent. And you, Ali?
You sent for me, monsieur. Tell me what I am to do. Tell me.
It is easy to see why Ali said you would be useful. Now, you will make yourself familiar with the house of a man named Frank Chandler.
I know it, Monsieur Rodriguez. On the road which leads to the pyramid.
Bueno. You will learn how to enter Chandler's house and to leave it without being seen. You understand?
If he is your enemy, monsieur, I will leave him a gift. Look.
What is this?
In the small box is the gift for enemies. Hold it close to your ear. You hear? A spider. My charm. When the box is opened by Chandler, he will die.
Fool. You are not to enter the house until I order it.
Of course not, monsieur. But when I do go in like a shadow through the garden...
That will come later. If Chandler is no more than he seems, I disregard him. But nothing must be left to chance. So if it is necessary, I will arrange to bring about his disgrace.
A woman?
Claro que no, not a woman. If he is a secret agent, and he is found with drugs in his house, or in the hands of his family...
Such a plan might be made by Satan himself.
Also, I will make the acquaintance of Chandler's sister. American women can be flattered into telling all they know.
I am happy that I am not your enemy, monsieur.
Why are you waiting, Arigny? Go to Chandler's house at once.
But you have not said how much I am to be paid.
Ali will give you the money when the work is done.
But, monsieur...
Open the door for him, Ali.
But, monsieur Rodriguez, I don't...
And now, Ali, you and I will call upon Ben Zaid, the shopkeeper.
Ben Zaid! Where are you? What's wrong? I'll get some candles lighted. What's happened here? Good heavens.
Come closer.
You need a doctor.
No, Chandu. I beg you.
But you're in bad shape.
No time. I must tell you.
Quick, then, so I can get you to a hospital.
He came again.
Who? Who was it?
I do not know his name. He has come to the shop. Often,
My friend, you'll have to tell me later.
For me, no later time. I must pay with my life.
For what?
He has learned of the work I do for you.
He has. Did this man tell you he was one of the drug ring?
Yes, Chandu.
So he knows you're working for me. Did he mention my name?
He did not know it. When I would not tell them...
Them?
The Arab with him, his knife was sharp. At last, they believe I was dead.
Tell me, what does this man look like?
Black of hair and eyes. He wears no beard. His hair... Hands.
Yes, my friend. His hands?
Like the hands of a woman.
Ben Zaid. Whoever he is, you'll pay for this, I promise you.
An effendi called Rodriguez is at the door. He asked for the effendi, Chandler.
Oh, bring him in here, Hassan. Bob, go up and tell Uncle Frank, will you?
Okay, Mom.
Good evening, Mr. Rodriguez.
A los pies de usted, señora.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak Spanish.
In your language, I am at your feet.
Oh, thank you. I'm Mrs. Regent, Mr. Chandler's sister. He'll be down in a moment.
Señora Regent. I have brought a letter from a friend of Senor Chandler to introduce myself.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be glad to see you.
I understood he was alone in Cairo.
No, we're spending the winter here.
Uncle Frank will be right down, Mom.
Oh, thank you, dear. This is my son, Bob, Mr. Rodriguez.
How do you do, sir?
Mucho gusto, joven. Señora, you will forgive me if I say you are much too young and beautiful to have a son of this age.
Not at all. I have a daughter, too.
A daughter also? Mm-hmm. Oh, impossible.
Yes, Betty's away now on a trip up the Nile.
How do you do?
Oh, Frank, this is Mr. Rodriguez.
I am delighted, Senor Chandler. Permit me to present a letter to you. It is from Senora Delange.
Not Toinette Delange in Algiers.
See, when I told her I was to come to Cairo, she insisted you and I must meet.
Well, I'm very glad she did. She says you're an exile from Spain. I suppose that's just when it's dramatic way of putting it.
I am not legally exiled, but it is the same. My estates, my vineyards, the thousands of olive trees, all lost to me.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, you're most understanding, Senora. Señor Chandler, tell me, are all the women of California so encantadoras?
Well, he wouldn't know, Mr. Rodriguez. He's been in India ever since the war was over, up till a couple of months ago.
India? A most fascinating country, I believe. This has been a most pleasant meeting, Señora Regent.
Oh, please don't go. Stay and have dinner with us.
Yes, do, Mr. Rodriguez.
I must not impose on your kindness on my first call, but I shall hope to meet you all again.
Yes, you must let us show you the city.
It will be a pleasure. Buenas noches, Señora. Señor Bob.
Good night.
Hey, good night, sir.
How long do you expect to be in Cairo, Mr. Rodriguez?
A few weeks, Señor. I have no definite plan. Buenas noches, caballero.
Good night.
Hi, Encantadora. Good thing I took Spanish last year. Enchanting, that's you.
You probably had the wrong word. You weren't exactly a shining light in Spanish, as I remember.
Dorothy, how long was Rodriguez here before Bob came up for me?
Why, he just come, Frank.
Why, Uncle Frank?
I just wondered.
What did you let us say about him, except that he was a Spanish refugee?
Oh, not much. But he's charming, delightful company, lonely soul. Just what I'd have expected, Antoinette.
Well, didn't you like him? What's the matter, Frank?
I'm going to put in a call to Toinette.
Now? With this phone service, you won't get her before midnight.
I'll get her if it takes until morning. Hello, Toinette.
Who is he speaking?
I can hardly hear you. This is Frank Chandler.
Are you in Algiers again?
No, I'm in Cairo. Wake up, Toinette. I want to ask you something. This is serious. It's about Rodriguez.
Oh, he has fooled on you. You like him, of course.
Toinette, tell me, how did you happen to meet him?
At an enormous party. He was so charming.
Listen to me. I didn't call you up in the middle of the night just to make conversation. I happen to know Rodriguez is running drugs.
Oh, no.
Did you know it?
Oh, not in the beginning, but before I knew it, he had me involved with... This is madness to speak of it on the telephone.
I can't waste time. Go on, Toinette.
Now he forces me to continue or I will be reported to the police. Oh, he is a devil you do not know.
Oh, yes, I do. And you'd better get clear of him. Everybody connected with Rodriguez is on his way to prison.
This has been very pleasant, Mr. Rodriguez.
I regret that we had to return so soon, Senora. If I had known last night that I must leave Cairo today, I would have invited you when we could have had much more time together.
Oh, are you going away?
Unfortunately, yes, but only for a few days. A man in my position must accept a business opportunity when it is offered.
Yes, of course.
I have already written Senora Delange to express my thanks for her introduction to your brother.
Oh, she already knows we've met you.
Como?
Yes, Frank telephoned her last night.
Is it so?
I know. Everyone thinks Americans are foolish calling up people instead of taking time to write.
Ay, diablos.
What is it?
I have forgotten something and it is later than I thought. I must go back.
Well, why don't you let me out here? I can get a car to take me home.
I would not think of it, Senora. I could easily reach the railway station in time, but there is a parcel I must send to a friend in London.
Oh, I see.
It is an obligation, you understand. I promised him I would send it as soon as I reached Cairo. You may reproach yourself for my failure.
Well, then the least I can do is send it for you. Is it ready?
See, it is here in my pocket. It is only Egyptian cigarettes.
Oh, well, I can easily send them.
Oh, I cannot allow you to inconvenience yourself.
Well, it's no trouble at all. I'm meeting Bob at the American Express anyway. They'll know the regulations.
Yes, but there will be the customs declarations.
Oh, it probably won't take 10 minutes. We sent some things home just the other day.
Senora, you are too kind.
Not at all.
When I return, I will try to express my thanks. Will you and your brother dine with me on Saturday in my suite at Mena House?
Well, yes, we'd like to.
Effendi, the railway station.
Oh, well, you'd better hurry.
1,000 thanks, Senora. I kiss your hand. Drive the Senora to the American Express.
Yes, Effendi.
Goodbye, Mr. Rodriguez.
Hasta la vista, Senora. Nothing but cigarettes. Cigarettes.
We'll raise the curtain on the second act of Chandu, the Magician. One of the definitions Webster gives to the word dynamic is of or pertaining to power. As an adjective, dynamic perfectly describes Walter Winchell, one of the country's most powerful reporters of the news. Winchell's dynamic news delivery has made him a favorite with millions. For Winchell not only tells the facts about the news, he gets behind the news to bring you startling exposés on it. This Sunday night, Winchell will bring you more details on the big $200,000 contest, in which you may win prizes as high as $10,000 and have a duplicate amount contributed in your name to the Damon Runyon Memorial Cancer Fund. So be sure to hear all the details of this outstanding contest. For important exclusives on the headline events of the week and for complete facts and details on the $200,000 contest, make sure you hear Walter Winchell when he broadcasts tomorrow night over most of these same ABC stations. Now back to our story of intrigue and magic. Cairo, the great stone house on the road to the pyramids. It is evening, Saturday evening. Chandu, the magician.
Is that you, Frank?
Yes, Don. Well, don't you look grand. Whom are you expecting?
You. We're having dinner at Mena House with Mr. Rodriguez. Who knew that?
He's back, is he?
Well, how long do you think it takes to get back from Alexandria?
Alexandria?
Well, yes.
Dorothy, you didn't tell me that's where he went.
Oh, didn't I? Well, what difference does it make?
If he was only going to Alexandria, why should he have made such a fuss about sending that package of cigarettes from Cairo? He could have sent them from Alexandria himself.
That's right. I never thought of it. Well, hurry and dress, will you, Frank?
I wish you hadn't accepted Rodriguez's invitation, Dot.
Well, why didn't you say you didn't want to go?
It's not that. I just don't like to have you mixed up in this.
In what?
I didn't think he'd be back in Cairo at all. I've had men watching for him from Madrid to Istanbul, even in Rome.
What on earth?
And if he's been in Alexandria and wasn't seen, somebody will hear about it, believe me.
But what has Mr. Rodriguez done?
Unless I'm completely wrong, he's the head of an enormous drug ring with agents all over the world.
Oh, he can't be.
I think he came here to set up headquarters, right where morphine is made.
But he was introduced to you by a friend of yours.
Yes, and Toinette wishes she'd never met her herself.
What?
Uncle Frank, come up here, will you?
Bob, aren't you dressed yet?
Sure, I'm all ready, Mom.
What's the matter, Bob?
Well, there's somebody upstairs. I couldn't find him, but I heard him.
Oh, it must have been one of the servants, son.
No, it wasn't. I was just coming along the hall when I heard a kind of a thump in your room. I knew you were down here, so I went in to see who it was. There was nobody there.
I'll go back up with him.
Well, if Bob went right into my room and didn't see anyone...
There he is on the stairs. Bob. I'll get him. Come down here, you...
No! What?
Come here,
sir! Send me an ID.
Well, it's a little Arab boy.
It's a dwarf.
I have got down here. Hurry, me feet.
Oh, no, you don't. Now, you come on in here.
No!
What are you doing here? Who are you?
I am Arani. I knock at the door, and the servant sent me to the upper room to find you.
Well, that's not true.
I knew the Americans lived in this house. I sell the souvenir of ancient Egypt. I am known to all Cairo. I am Marinier the Spider.
Hey, you're not kidding.
Push on, let me go.
That's enough of that.
Let me go.
Hold on to him, Bob.
He's as slippery as a fish.
Hey, Frank, get him out of here.
I want to see if he's taken anything first. Nothing in the burnous.
I'm not a thief.
You're not an Arab either with that accent. Here's something in his belt.
Ah. Now you will see I do not lie. It is the souvenir I've come here to sell.
Well, it's a little ivory box. It's certainly nothing of ours, Frank.
Open the small box, madame. Open it. See for yourself what is inside.
Don't open it, Dot. Hold on to it, Bob. Hassan!
Pig, you call your servant to open the box.
Be quiet.
Let me go.
Pipe down, will you?
Oh, Frank, let him have it and get rid of it.
Hold it up to your ear, Dot.
What do you think it is?
I know what it is. Hassan, take this box and drop it into boiling water. Don't open it.
Do not take it away. It is a shark.
Go on, Hassan.
Well, for Pete's sakes, Uncle Frank, what's in it?
A poisonous spider.
What?
It's a very old trick in the Middle East. You send an enemy a gift. Fruit, flowers, a roll of silk, and the ivory box. He opens it and...
But why should...
The animal pain!
I will not stay in the house! I can't see
more! Holy smoke! I'm sorry I couldn't hang on to him, Uncle Frank.
I'm going to call Hassan and ask him if he let that little monster in here.
You'll find out that he didn't, Dot. The dwarf doesn't weigh much. He probably climbed up the vine at the back of the house.
I bet he did it fast.
You know, I'll never feel comfortable in this house again for 1 minute.
You needn't worry about him coming back here again, Dot.
Oh, well, that's easy to say.
Wait and see. Well, I better go up and change. And you might call Rodriguez. They will be a little late.
Oh, well, he'll understand when we tell him.
We're not going to tell him about this.
Frank!
And I don't want him to think we're not coming. He might suddenly be called out of Cairo.
I have done it, monsieur.
Arigny, your face and hands are covered with blood. Chandler discovered you.
Oui, but even if I was only a thief, I jumped through the window. I am a man of courage, monsieur.
Fool, you were not to come here. Now go at once before they arrive.
The money, Monsieur Rodriguez. 10 Egyptian pounds.
Here, take it and go.
I'm at your service when you have need of me again.
Go by the door of the bedroom into the hall.
Chandler is a devil. I would not meet him again for 1,000,000 Egyptian pounds.
Oh, I tell you at once, Santa Rita.
Good evening.
Son ustedes muy bienvenidos. Señora Regent, you are charming as always.
Good evening.
Hello, Mr. Rodriguez.
Buenas tardes. Your cloak, senora?
Oh, thank you very much.
I have not told you, but this evening I must say adios to you.
You're leaving Cairo for good this time, are you?
Si, senor. I returned to Spain at last. The message came only today.
Oh. Well, you'll be glad to get home.
Si, senora. But unhappy to lose many friends. I have a gift for each of you with my compliments and my regret.
Well, that's very kind of you, but
Senora, permit me. They are trifles. I have carried them with me everywhere to speak to me of my home. Accept this, senora, por favor.
Well, I'd rather not.
I'll open this one for you, Dot.
Como?
A gold hand mirror. Oh, it's beautiful.
It sure is, Mom.
Look, Frank.
May it reflect beauty for you always, senora.
Well, thank you. Do you know the meaning of the inscription around the frame? It looks Arabic.
I am sorry, no, senora.
It is Arabic, Dot. Let's see.
You read Arabic, Senor Chandler?
Yes, pretty well. You know, Mr. Rodriguez, this mirror wasn't made in Spain.
Perdoneme?
It's Egyptian. An old Egyptian saying, in the mirror of life, he who will may find truth, but the eyes of the fearful will bring destruction.
That's a nice, creepy idea to look at every day.
It's connected with an ancient legend. A mirror retains forever every image it ever reflected. It would be interesting if it were true, wouldn't it?
A lady's mirror might reveal her secrets, is it not so?
Yeah, pin curls and cold cream.
Or even quite important secrets. Suppose we try it.
Well, if it will amuse you, of course.
Well, let Mr. Rodriguez hold it, Dot.
Yes, certainly.
Mother, there is nothing reflected but my own face.
Look again, Rodriguez. It seems to me I see something else.
Why, so do I. Figures.
What is that sound?
The mirror's all clouded over. Hey, there is a fellow. A great whopping Arab.
Don't you see them, Mr. Rodriguez? In a room, like the storerooms behind the shops and the bazaars. Look into the mirror, Rodriguez.
I sure see it now. 2 men standing over a guy on the floor. Hey, Mr. Rodriguez, look!
Be quiet. Listen. Listen.
Use the knife again, Ali. He must tell us the name.
You see, the legend is true, Rodriguez.
Defender Rodriguez.
It cannot be.
When a man is dead, he can tell you nothing.
Madrid. Ali, you have allowed him to die too soon.
Effendi, you must not be found here. At any moment, a traveler will come from the shop to find him. And he is dead.
Mr. Rodriguez, you tortured a man, killed him just to get a name from him?
It happened just as you saw it, Dot. The mirror came from Ben Zayd's shop. You needn't have broken it, Rodriguez. You're finished without that.
How you contrive the image in the mirror, I do not know. But you, too, are finished, as you say.
You think so?
Frank, let's go. Get my cape, Bob.
Unfortunately, the doors are locked.
What?
You need not be alarmed, senora. You have only to wait here until the police have searched your house.
Now, look here.
He means the police will search the house for drugs left there by the dwarf.
Huh? Well, he didn't have anything like that on him, Uncle Frank.
Hey, dwarf. You imagine fantasies, senor.
I think not. I found these two parcels in my sister's room.
Frank, when?
When I went up to dress. The dwarf had stolen nothing. But Bob said he'd heard a noise in your room, a thump. So I wondered if it could have been the lid of the big chest, too heavy for him to close quietly after he put something in it. Well, it was.
Unlock the door, Mr. Rodriguez.
I will unlock it, senora. But I am happy to say you have not heard the end of your connection with the morphine of Egypt.
I wondered when we'd come to that.
What does he mean?
A package of cigarettes you sent to London for him, right, Rodriguez?
The customs declaration written by the senora herself. By this time, the cigarettes have arrived in England.
The customs office will open them, Frank, if they find morphine.
Yes, I must try to make sure they don't find it.
Oh. What a chance. But look, Mom, I was with you when you sent them. The package was all addressed, ready to go. I'll tell them that.
Just tell me one thing, Dot. Did you send it by air or by boat?
Well, not by air.
Mr. Rodriguez hadn't said to, and I thought I'd save him the expense since he was a refugee, probably with not too much money.
Good. That means it got there today.
Oh, but it's too late to do anything about it now.
I hope not. It's not as difficult if I know exactly where the package is.
Difficult to do what?
To do something I've seen certain men do in India. It's known as teleportation.
Magic?
You might call it that, Dot. It requires absolute concentration and quiet.
If you believe you can cause a box of cigarettes to vanish...
Be still. Be still, Rodriguez. When I say the word, that box will leave the customs office in England and come to this room. It will drop on the table... Now.
Frank Chandler!
You give me the creeps.
All right, Rodriguez, unwrap it.
It's impossible. This cannot be.
Look at it. You wrapped that package yourself before you ever came to Cairo. I'll probably find more of them when I look around these rooms.
You will find nothing here.
Then somewhere in the native quarter. And Ali is going to pay for that murder. Ben Zaid was my friend.
Ah, your proof is a broken mirror.
Not quite. You thought you had a perfect setup, didn't you? Dragging silly women like Toinette Delange into it before they knew what was going on. And then...
Go away. The servants with a dinner at such a time.
I rather think it's the police.
The police?
I called them from downstairs. The Egyptian government's as anxious as we are to smash the drug traffic.
Dios mío, la policía.
Rodriguez, unlock the door.
In a moment, we'll bring you a glimpse of next week's story. Here's a reminder to you local businessmen. Just as you enjoy radio, so your neighbors and friends are regular listeners to programs of this ABC station. Why not use the radio program you're now hearing as a way to promote sales and goodwill for your business or product? You'll be surprised to know how reasonably and effectively you can sponsor Chandu the Magician in this, your own locality. Just call on the manager of this ABC station. He'll be glad to give you all the details about Chandu the Magician. And here's something all you listeners will be interested to know. Gene Raymond, star of motion pictures, has been receiving wide acclaim in his fine radio role as the amazing Mr. Malone, heard every Sunday night over most of these ABC stations. Tomorrow night, be on hand for adventure with the amazing Mr. Malone. And tonight, in just a few moments, ABC brings you Superman. The whole family will enjoy Superman. So keep listening. And now, for next week's story. Next week, a Mediterranean island where death strikes twice, a dream of disaster comes true, and the temple under the sea. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins, musical effects by Paul Taubman. This is a Cyril Armbruster production, and we invite you to listen next week for mystery, romance, magic. Chandu the Magician. Jimmy Blaine speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.